Jesus' name. Amen. All right. I'm guessing pretty much everybody has heard by now, but our pastor is with the Lord. So there's still a lot to do to, as we continue to search for a new man to come and take his place among us. Donna, please.
I have the obituary up on the organ.
Okay. In case you didn't hear what she just said, there, a copy of the obituary is over on the organ if you wanted to read that. So, anyway, I imagine, do we have the details on everything yet? No, I mean as far as when the service is.
Friday night, and then
Friday night.
Viewing Friday night.
Okay.
At the funeral home, and then the service on Saturday here at noon with the viewing an hour before.
Okay. All right. So, viewing Friday night. What time?
7 to 8:30 at Ruth Baker.
Okay. 7 to 8:30 at the Ruth Baker funeral home. And then the service at noon, and then on Saturday here, and then viewing an hour before. Okay. All right, so those are the details. Okay. Don't know of any other announcements that right now that I'm aware of. So let's just pray for each other that the Lord will give us strength during this time. It's not easy. Little different situation, but my dad's been gone now for, in September, it'll be 4 years, and even all this time, it still hurts. And so, you live one day at a time, asking the Lord for strength, and you need it every single day. Some of you have had loved ones go to heaven, been gone for a long time, and I'm sure it's the same for each of us. It's not an easy thing. All right. This next song, I'm not sure if we've sung it here since I've been here or not. It's number 54. I trust that we, most of us know it. There's going to be a meeting in the air.
Thank you.
countdown is continuing. Lord's return is...
It's a good morning. It is a good morning. Amen. Everybody obviously is going through mixed emotions. On one part, there's sorrow. And that sorrow basically is at our loss. If you think about it, that's the whole thought of it. We're sorry because we lost a loved one. And the closer you were to Pastor Freeman, Dad, the harder it is. But on the other side, we rejoice at his gain. Our loss equals our sorrow. His gain is where we get the joy from. The book of Philippians, Paul the Apostle said, for me to live is Christ. If I'm going to live, he said, I'm going to live for Christ. And by the way, that was Paul's verse. He said, for me to live. That was his. Every individual has to determine to make that their own verse and say, for me to live. And I believe that Pastor Freeman made that decision with his life. His life was, for me to live is Christ. If I'm going to live, I'm going to live for Jesus. I've known Pastor Freeman probably for almost maybe 3 years now. But probably in the last 2 years, we've gotten a lot closer. And since I've been invited to come here to preach, he would sit over here, I would sit here, and he would lead the singing from the chair. I know Brother Ralph was leading the singing, but really he was leading the singing. What do you mean by that? His voice was so powerful. And he was, I'll tell you what, it was his heart that came through that voice. Not that Brother Ralph does a good job leading the singing. We thank God for it. Amen. In fact, Brother Freeman obviously entrusted him to lead the singing, which, you know, Brother Freeman's he's a song leader at heart. Amen. No doubt about it. But he would tell me, you know, that growing up, they would travel and their family were just singers. And I believe his children take after him. And I've never heard Rachel and Mark and them sing. I don't know how they are, whatever. But he said in the car, but Brother Jason sings often. But they're singers. That's what they do. Their heart is there. There's two books that Brother Freeman loved. The hymn book, you spell that H-I-M. It's called the Bible. It's all about him. And beginning in Moses and all through the prophets, Jesus spoke to those two disciples on the Emmaus Road about himself. He loved the hymn book. But then he loved the hymn book. Now, I know you've got many hymn books here. In fact, that's how much he loves singing. One book is not enough. Amen? In fact, I have a lot of hymn books at home. I can't sing. I can't carry a note. That's for sure. So I do miss him, you know, but I'll be honest with you, you know, as I first came here, he would be next to me singing, and boy, you could just hear it. And then as time went on, he would be next to me and you would hear it less, and it wasn't there as much. Am I right on that one? I remember him getting up one time and saying, I just don't know, you know, how it's going to be in heaven singing. So he said, how it's going to be in heaven singing. And with that thought in mind, I can't help but think of the song 175, I think it is. Brother, can we sing 175? There is a fountain. And let's sing that whole song. Brother Ralph, would you lead that, please? Let's sing the whole song, but I want us to, when we get 175 in the regular hymn book, when we get to the last stanza, listen real close to what it says. And I just want us to get a glimpse of singing, if you will.
Oh,
if you'll stay there, brother, we're going to get to, brother, if you would, find Unclouded Day. I don't know what, if you have a Bible, would you turn to Psalm 16? We're doing a little different this morning, but that's okay, right? Amen. It's in, I'm sorry, we don't have the 101 book. Does anybody have it memorized? If we have one that can lead it, just lead it. Well, I think we should know it good enough because that's where he is right now. No more clouds. No more clouds. Amen. Thank God for that. Psalm 16. I want to just read the psalm. It's a great psalm. It's a messianic psalm. It's about the Lord Jesus and the fact that he would die and the Lord would not let him stay in the grave. The Lord was going to raise him up. Amen. By the way, Jesus did rise from the grave. Amen. And his resurrection is only but the first fruits of those of us that are saved. And we will rise again, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. But I'm going to read the chapter. And just let's focus as we read the chapter. Focus especially, if you will, on verse 11 when we get there. Just thinking about what it means to be in his presence, if you will. Bible says in Psalm 16, verse number 1, "Preserve me, O God, for in thee do I put my trust. O my soul, thou hast said unto the Lord, thou art my Lord. My goodness extendeth not to thee, but to the saints that are in the earth, and to the excellent in whom is all my delight. Their sorrows shall be multiplied that hasten after another God. Their drink offerings of blood will I not offer, nor take up their names into my lips. The Lord is the portion of my inheritance, and of my cup thou maintainest my lot. The lines are fallen unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. I will bless the Lord who hath given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night seasons. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore my heart is glad, and my glory rejoiceth. My flesh also shall rest in hope." That hope is the hope of the resurrection. Brother Freeman's flesh will be rested next Saturday in the grave. Cemetery is a place of resting, but it's resting, it's asleep until the Lord wakes it up. I want you to look at verse number 10. "For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell," and that's the grave, if you will. "Neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption." Now verse 11. "Thou wilt show me the path of life." This is talking about heaven. "In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore." The fullness of joy, I don't believe, is something that you can experience in this life. There's always something to hinder, distract, disturb our joy in this life. Thank God we can have a lot of joy in the Lord, no doubt about it. But you and I know there's always going to be some valley that's going to hinder that joy. Amen. And you and I, in times of pleasure, we enjoy them and we thank God for them. But we know there's going to be times of pain because we're still here. But in his presence, in heaven, there's no more clouds, no more interruptions to our joy, and no more interruptions to true and lasting pleasure. Let's sing Unclouded Day as we think about where our brother is and where we are going if we're saved. Amen.
Thank you.
Be glory for me. We're going to sing that in a moment, if you would, brother. All right, we'll sing it anyway. We're going to sing it right now. We'll sing. We could sing it again and again. It doesn't matter. Glory's wonderful, isn't it? Amen. You know, in Psalm 73, and by the way, I'm winging it. You understand that, but that's okay. That's okay. We're brothers and sisters in Christ. We're family. And we lost a loved one. Amen. And we're taking our time to think about where he is now and how he is now. Amen. And I pray that this just encourages us. Amen. I know what he would want, especially right now. Amen. You know what he told me often when I come? He said, I want you to come and preach the word. Amen. And I appreciate that. I love it. Anyway, Psalm 73, you don't have to turn there. I want to just read what Asaph said in Psalm 73. He says in verse number 23, he said, nevertheless, I am continually with thee. And he's speaking to the Lord. Thou hast holden me up by my right hand. Verse 24, he says this. Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel and afterward receive me to glory. Amen. And thank God that you and I, as his children, we can be guided through this life by his counsel. And afterwards, he receives us to glory. And oh, that will be glory for me. Times I preached up here and Brother Freeman was just getting more frail. I was preaching a message and I remember asking to sing Till the Storm Passes By. That's a song that is sung when you're in tough times. And as we think about this thought and as we think about this song, Brother Freeman was in a real storm, a real bad storm. But thank God the storm is over. Amen. The storm is over. David said when he was running from Saul, running for his life in a very difficult time, he was hiding in a cave. He said this to God in Psalm 51 or 57:1. He said, Be merciful unto me, O God, be merciful unto me, for my soul trusteth in thee. Yea, in the shadow of thy wings will I make my refuge until these calamities be overpassed. And I know that our brother made his refuge in the shadow of the Lord's wings. He got close to the Lord until those calamities were overpassed. And they're gone now. Let's sing together, if you will, When the Storm Passes By. It's going to be In the Sweet By and By. There's a land that is fairer than day. We'll sing it again. We're going to sing it again. I'll tell you, it's good. It's good to know, isn't it? Hebrews chapter number 8, Bible says, beginning in verse number 8, by faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place where he should after receive an inheritance, he obeyed. And he went out not knowing whither he went. By faith he sojourned in the land of promise as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Now we know Abraham was looking for a particular place on this earth. But within the text, by faith he was looking for another country. A better country. In fact, if you would skip down to verse number 13, it says this: these all died in faith. They died believing, not having received the promises, not the promise that they had of getting that land in this life, but having seen them afar off and were persuaded of them and embraced them and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on earth. Verse 14, for they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. Verse 15, and truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to return. Now, key verse is verse number 16, but now they desire a better country. You see, right now, Brother Freeman's in a better place. Paul said that he was in a strait betwixt, two, having desired to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. Here they were looking for a better country, a better place than it is here. And it goes on to say, that is a heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. He hath prepared for them a city. I can't help but when I think about he hath prepared for them, I can't help but think about John 14. I go to prepare a place for you, is what the Lord Jesus said. And if you're saved and I'm saved, we are going to get to that land that by faith we can see. Amen. And let's sing together as we close up our Sunday school time. There's a land that is fairer than day, and by faith we can see it afar.
Thank you.